Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I am Al Lohese, graduate student in soil science at the University of Minnesota, and associate faculty with the University of Chumbe in the Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa. I'm here today to talk to you this morning about a soil study that has been that we have been conducting in Congo for the last couple years. Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm so jeez. For the last couple of years, we were conducting that study in Congo. Few years ago, the UN published a report stating that the Congo had the worst hunger index in the world. At the same time, in a different report, the UN stated also that Congo had a huge agricultural potential. So in the same country, people starving and they have huge agricultural potential that according to the UN could feed 30% of the global population. So obviously something is missing. And we decided to do some research. At that time, we said, okay, how are we going to deal with that situation? And we decided to go and study the impact of climate on soil properties and farming system on soil properties. Right in Congo, we were so lucky to find a climate gradient that really was kind of matching our purpose. You see there that Congo, everybody knows where it is in Central Africa. Here down, you see that a triangle, that's the area of our research. And the climate gradient goes from the top down, AF, AM, and AW. That forest there, that savanna down here, and in between the forest and the prairie mixed at AM. And to do that research, we enjoyed the collaboration of local institutes, the University of Chumbe and the Agricultural Institute at Mukumari. We had a student and farmers with us on the field as we were discussing a variety of issues related to sustainability, management, and soil productivity. Few results, because this research is not completed yet. Our preliminary data show that there are really some results that worth mentioning to your attention. So the first result that morphology and classification of soil. First of all, those three pictures represent the three climates we walked through. This came from equatorial forest. It's at 2 degrees south of equator, with the top there, the typical equatorial forest. And there you have AW in the savanna with the prairie and type of vegetation. And between both, you have AM, the transitional zone between AF and AW with the vegetation type is prairie and forest. At the top there, the picture is not that quite clear. So, yeah, through those representation, the parental material we did observe on the field is sandy. And the origin of that sand is still debating now, that people, many think that it's alien, way some literature still, but way back in the Pleistocene during the period of interglacial, there would have been movement of sand from Kalahari toward equator. And we found the soil fine and very fine as we were going from south going toward the north in the forest. We realized here that there was more clay here on the forest than down in the savanna. And from the data observed taken on the field, we were able to propose some classification there, what you can see for these two type of soil here, inceptisol, and we put them in the category of semantic humulidet. And here in the forest, arenic candy udalt. Yeah, organic carbon and pH, how that is distributed by climate. On AF, we have more organic matter, mainly at the top 10 centimeters, than in the AM and the AW. On the pH side, we found that we had lower pH on the AF and higher, slightly higher pH in AM and AW. And this is also a better illustration of what I just said, from AF to AW, as the organic matter goes decreasing and the pH goes up from AF to AW. In terms of, in the context of vegetation, forest seem to have more total carbon than prairie. And the pH is also higher in the savanna than in the forest. That what I just said again is much more better illustrated here with the analysis that from savanna to forest we have a increasing organic carbon, and from pH going down from savanna to forest. Here with the cultivated and uncultivated land, these two profiles came from AM. And we did not really statistically find the difference in terms of total carbon content between these cultivated and uncultivated. However, it's worth to observe that this is under a two-year fallow in forest. In the AM zone, we have a much more penetrating organic carbon, much deeper than under the virgin land here, never cultivated. We didn't get much statistically different between, in terms of carbon content, between AF and AW, or between AM and AW. However, it was significant between these two climates. Carbon and phosphorus. We found that AM was containing more organic carbon and more organic phosphorus. Extractable phosphorus also was found more in an AM zone, where about across the board, about 20% was labile phosphorus. A carbon and phosphorus rate. Regardless of climate, forest seems to have higher rate, higher ratio carbon phosphorus. But on AF, really, the ratio is higher than 200, which is the threshold, and favoring immobilization. Everywhere else, in savanna, in AM and AW, we got the ratio carbon phosphorus much lower in favor of mineralization. But for carbon and nitrogen, we didn't get that substantial variation across the board. Few things to remember here: that the pH goes up from forest to savanna, and organic matter goes down from forest to savanna. We found that the organic matter and the organic phosphorus was much more concentrated on our AM zone, and the ratio of carbon to phosphorus was basically controlled by vegetation and climate. With that, I would thank you for your attention, and we do thank University of Minnesota, University of Chumbe, and Congolese farmers for being with us on the field. Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes, sir. We did enjoy the work done for us by Dr. Marginot and the University of Davis. Yeah, that was done. He used Hidley protocol to do the fractionation of phosphorus. Yeah, we're still going through data, but this is just a preliminary result that we got. However, there is a trend there that the AM zone between forest and savanna, that zone presents so far much more interesting properties that they would favor some kind of, with some kind of education, would favor a sustainable agricultural system that we intend probably to discuss with farmers to get them shifted from a slash and burn system that they have been doing so far. Remember, this is tropical land. It's acidic, very low organic matter. So with those data, we will be able to support our requirement, our recommendation for the attention of farmers. So, and there is another dimension that is not included there, but which related to topography, how topography is affecting soil properties. And that would be another parameter to really guide the farmers in where to cultivate, because right now it's everywhere. So not only productivity is low, but also the environment, erosion. I don't know if I touched your point. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you very much. You.